You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, it's 2:07 PM, June the 1st. Welcome to June. But it is June the 1st. And, you know, as I was thinking through today, sometimes my monologue goes directly to the Triple Dipper. Other times, it's just a thing that caught my attention. Well, listen, here's the deal. Years ago, in the 80s to be exact, I was given the opportunity to do something that was, you know, for me, kind of edgy and radical. At least it felt that way. I earned a slot to go to Fort Benning, Georgia to become a U.S. Army paratrooper. I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't know that doing that would also push me later to become a jump master and a pathfinder. But I had the sense that it was that thing. That full-on, hard-charging, take-no-prisoners thing that would not only be cool to do, but would have some, you know, level of notoriety to it for me, but would also make me part of something bigger than myself. And it did. And it was a great experience. And I distinctly remember that on the way to Fort Benning, Georgia, I was driving across the Alabama line, listening to the soundtrack just as loud as I could of Top Gun. Why? Because it was the soundtrack for doing anything at the time that could be described as full-on, hard-charging, and take-no-prisoners kind of thing. So by now, you've likely heard that Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to the epic film Top Gun that was three decades in the making, it's out, and it's killing it at the box office. So this morning, as I was getting ready for the show, I began noticing a trend. Now, I'm already planning to see the movie, right? I already had that in my mind, no doubt about that. Several friends and I have already been sort of scheming for the right time to go. But then this morning, I began noticing that trend that I mentioned. So let me put it this way. When I see liberal outlets like Media Matters railing against conservatives because of a movie, I'm thinking I want to see it. And to go a step further, when conservative outlets and pundits are urging their followers to go see it, yep, I'm even more inclined. So what's the big deal? Isn't this just another military-oriented action movie? Well, sure, you could label it that and stop there, and you wouldn't be wrong, but you wouldn't be completely right either. From all accounts, this is a movie that avoided the massive amounts of wokeism and virtue signaling that's so prevalent in today's Hollywood. Apparently, what I'm hearing secondhand is that it makes you proud to be an American and proud of the U.S. military, and I am for that. Now, liberal hack Matt Gaetz, writing for Media Matters, titled his piece that I saw this morning. It was called, quote, Top Gun, Maverick is a success, so right-wing culture warriors are claiming it. Okay, Gaetz went on to downplay the fact that testosterone and manhood were not dismissed by attempting to say the cast was actually more diverse than the original movie. And Gaetz also quickly pointed out that the movie never really says that America's good, so it's not truly a pro-America movie. But listen, I agree with conservative pundit Monica Crowley, who said very succinctly that Top Gun Maverick's success is found by the audience because, in her words, even though it's set in 2022, it catapults us back to the mid-1980s when we had a real president, men were men, and there was an unabashed pride in America. One conservative fan of the movie said that its success is because the American audience is hungry for an opportunity to be both entertained and filled with the pride that comes from being an American, and how true that is. For the past several years, we've been repeatedly told that we are, you know, as a people, as a nation, even as a culture, that we are systemically racist, filled with people who can't follow the science and therefore are killing our neighbors, beaten up with watching biological men beat up on biological women and being told to call it sport. We have a president who apologizes for our very existence and an economy that does not in any way reflect the potential of the American can-do spirit. Our military has been tasked with flying baby formula in from foreign countries to stock the shelves for consumers. We can't drill for our own oil because that's considered bad form and will kill the planet, but we can sure make deals for foreign oil with countries who cannot even beat us in a soccer match, much less a real fight. There's only so much of this emotional abuse that a people can stand before it becomes depressing. And then along comes Top Gun, with a message that it's okay to be proud of who you are and where you're from. It's okay to recognize that there are absolutes, and it's absolutely right that the muscle of America can be flexed without being offensive, that leadership can be unequivocal and balanced and conservative and compassionate all at the same time, where people stand for the anthem and we get misty-eyed when the flag waves, that doing what you love, what you're called to, is about more than just punching a time card and working for the man. It's about having a mission in life and taking pride in the quality of your effort and its outcomes. I mean, I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I've already got a Top Gun mood going. This country should have no reason to hang its head or speak in hushed tones. I mean, don't you love living here? I do. And I'm ready to have a president, a commander-in-chief, who matches the description that I told Rick Perry once when he was running for president. I looked at him, I said, "Governor, I'm looking for a president who's a God-fearing gunslinger." And he just smiled and said, "I'm both of those." Now, if I take anything away from that movie when I see it, I hope it's a sense of awe that I live in a nation that is exactly the opposite of what Joe Biden describes. I hope that I watch it and walk out of that theater more willing than ever to look people in the eye and say things like, "Jesus is Lord, and America is great, and Alabama is beautiful, and life is worth living." I imagine that if Biden and his cronies had made Top Gun 2, it would have been some depressing, sad story about a man who was broken and beaten too many years in the saddle and the bottle and unable to get the health care he needed from Trump's VA medical system. No, but it's not. It's just the opposite. From all accounts, Top Gun Maverick is a movie that seems more like it was written by someone who served in the Reagan administration. A Reagan administration, by the way, where that former president famously said things like, quote, "We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression." And that, quote, "The American dream is not that every man must be level with every other man. The American dream is that every man must be free to become whatever God intends he should become." Those quotes may not reflect current political correctness, but I believe those quotes are still the sentiments that are embraced by the vast majority of Americans who are tired of being told just the opposite by the woke mob. So I'm going to go see Top Gun Maverick pretty soon. Got to. But I've already got a pretty healthy dose of Top Gun attitude right now. Just saying. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. A Top Gun attitude got me a Top Gun mood. And folks, I'm just saying, it is okay to be proud of where we are from, proud of being an American. And listen, the way that God designed us is nothing to ever be apologetic for. I am proud. And we need more of that in Hollywood. Thank you very much. Maybe they'll see more record-setting weekends if they get back to that. All right, folks, stay tuned. We got plenty more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.